curious what your thoughts are about the Oncotype DX assay, and I want to talk a little bit about markers in general, because now we've got Herceptin on board as a routine part of adjuvant therapy. We've had hormonal therapy, so tumor analysis is becoming more and more important. Can you talk a little bit about what they looked at and what your thoughts are about it?
Sure. Well, the Oncotype DX assay is an examination of a selected panel of genes, which has the great advantage of being able to be done on paraffin specimens. So it's widely applicable and, of course, is clinically available in practice. And the initial important validation of this was done on patients in an NSABP trial. So it was done on estrogen receptor positive, node negative women who were randomized to receive tamoxifen or not. And what this study showed is that you could look at a recurrence score, which was designated as low, medium, or high based on numeric cutoffs, and identify outcomes of patients. But most importantly, you could identify which patients with tamoxifen alone had an excellent outcome and would not benefit from the addition of chemotherapy. Subsequently, this was looked at again in both other NSABP datasets and some non-NSABP datasets, and those findings were basically confirmed, and it also showed that, in fact, patients with these low recurrence scores who received chemotherapy did not have added benefit from the treatment. So I think this is very, very useful information, because when you use the traditional measures of tumor size, histologic grade, you end up treating a whole load of receptor-positive women who have a good prognosis, who are mostly going to accrue the toxicity of chemotherapy. And this allows you to say to them in a much more precise fashion, with, in this case, tamoxifen treatment alone, your risk of relapse is very low, so you stand to benefit very little. A couple other things about that. I think this has not obviously been validated with aromatase inhibitors, but what they're picking out is an endocrine-sensitive subset. So I think there's every reason to believe that the added benefits of aromatase inhibitors will accrue to these patients. The other thing it does, of course, is identify a subset of women who traditionally would not be considered candidates for chemotherapy, those with very small tumors, less than a centimeter in size, node negative, who in fact might fall into a high-risk group. So we actually apply this in our practice after we ask ourselves the questions, would we really change how we're going to treat this patient based on the results of this assay? So if we have an 80-year-old with multiple comorbidities and an ERPR-positive, node-negative tumor, we don't send that for oncotyping, because even if she fell into a high risk of recurrence score, she's not someone we'd give chemotherapy to.
Yes, the other thing that was interesting about the patients with a high recurrence score, and that was about a quarter of those patients, was they had a very dramatic effect of chemotherapy, and it was the older chemotherapy. It was CMF and M to F, and yet three-quarters of the relapses were prevented.
Right. I mean, I think it's true. Number one, it emphasized that most women in this patient subset do fall into a favorable prognostic category, but that it's well worth treating the ones who do not. I think it's useful to say, could you really develop the same kind of thing for predictors of local recurrence? And there, I think it's a much more complex situation, because you have to tease out the reduction in local recurrence you're getting by being sensitive to systemic therapy as opposed to your true propensity to local recurrence and all the aspects of local treatment. It's an interesting question as we look at trying to individualize therapy based on tumor gene profiles.